read last evening will again know that writing and reading is specific. So I'll let Kathy do whatever she chooses.
Okay. Well, boy, I didn't expect a class this big. What I wanted to do was I just came back from France, and usually I have nothing to say and I just read, but I actually have some material I want to get through, based mainly on two writers. Well, I'll get to this in a minute, but whose work I'm absolutely fascinated with, who are both French, and I wanted to present what I'm doing with their work to you, or what I'm doing, you know, through the whatever veil or with the help of these writers, one of who is a novelist named Pierre Guillotat, and another a woman named Laure.
Could you spell those names, Kathy?
Pierre Guillotat is Pierre, you know, Peter in French. G.U.T., who is now alive, who has been writing. I don't think he's writing right now. He's extremely paranoid, I gather, and is now living in a truck somewhere in Belgium and won't speak or see anybody. His main novels, he's written others, but the main ones are, I'll say them in English, Tomb for 500,000 Soldiers, Eden, 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 and the third one's called Prostitution. Where those I'm told are the most highly respected. My French isn't good enough that I've read all of them. I'm reading or translating Eden, Eden, Eden very slowly. There's also a book of essays out of essays he's written and interviews he's given on his writing. I'll get to all this, and it's called Forbidden Literature. You can't get these books in this country, don't even try. They're all published by Gallimard. They're almost impossible to get in France. They're basically banned. The other woman, Laure, her books are easy to get. One, it's simply called Écrit Writings, and it's a collection of her writings which is put together by the Change Group in France. One is out with the editor, Christian Bourgois, in the 18 edition, the 18 series of Bourgois. The other, I think, is Gallimard. It's a larger thing. She was Georges Bataille's girlfriend, if that means anything to anybody. And her first, this is gossip, but her first boyfriend started the French Communist Party, and then she lived with Bataille for many, many years. And now I gather the Change Group, mainly this, actually who's her nephew, is trying to say she's a better writer than Bataille. Anyway, she's a big hit in France. One thing I wanted to start with, I made some notes. Oh, also, this is a lot of material. I've been working roughly on translations of these people. My French is very bad. I'll get to why I'm even bothering to translate with such bad French. But my French is very bad. These are only first drafts, which I'm presenting to you. And it's, you know, it's just what I've been doing. I haven't gone over and arranged the material yet. So it's, and plus I haven't, though I know why I'm working this way, the ideas, or I don't even mean ideas in that thin sense, but the real ideas, the intentions are still at that level of consciousness, unconsciousness, that everything's going to be very rough today. That's why I said I didn't realize it was such a big class. So bear with me. What I want to do, because I really care about this material, so I really, rather than being simple, want to present it, is I do prefer, you know, to talk with you than just rather hearing my own voice. But since I kind of want to get through this material, unless, you know, please tell me when I'm being totally unclear. But bear with me and let's have the questions more at the end, if that's okay. And if you have a question while I'm talking, write it down or something. Just because if I get too lost, it's dense enough for me that I'll get totally lost. Does that sound okay with everyone? You know, usually I wouldn't ask for that, but I do ask your forbearance and your patience today. Because, you know, I'm in a place where I'm only on the edge of understanding also. It kind of started out, what I wanted to start was talking about that I went to, I got an invitation to go to Europe, and it was my first chance to go to Europe. It happened the beginning of this fall. And I've always had this fascination with French literature, and also a fascination with language that it seemed more to me, and I've also been working with whatever schizophrenic language, notions of schizophrenia, just plainly the idea of the I for many years. And it seemed to me that more and more, I've been living in New York for the last 7 years, that more and more, given these concerns very surfacely, language is almost impossible now. It's as if one had a language, to have a language, you know, to be able to really speak to someone seems to be almost like total freedom in my mind. I mean, that I could, like, say there'd be another person and I could just really tell that person. Not that there's something to really tell, but real talk, not goal-oriented talk, seemed to be just the realm of paradise, you know, and it was almost now as if more and more, given what's happening on every level politically, almost no language, what you mean by real language, real communication, and I'm dealing on a very intuitional meaning of language. Do you understand what I mean? But it was as if I was suddenly in a place in myself where there was no language, I was on the edge of having, if there's no language possible, you're in a very simple place of blackout. But it was on the edge of realizing there was almost no language possible. And to really want to find how to speak, you know, what is language? As if you're a child again and you're going A, B, C, D, you know, or whatever that is in the very deepest part of meaning. Language as totally the same thing as meaning. And being in France was like a parallel, that suddenly there was no dualism between what were the concerns way in me and what was I was doing. I hardly knew French. If I didn't know French at all, it'd be a very simple situation, but I hardly knew French. I knew it enough to know I didn't know it. And I was in this place, I ended up living in Paris. I canceled the rest of my tour. I was kind of over there to do work in the beginning and just stayed on in Paris. Once I hit it, that was it, and I canceled everything else and stayed on there. And I was in a situation of being able to meet pretty much whoever I wanted, of being unable to talk to anybody I met, even though these were people whose work had concerned me the most, concerned me the most the last 2 years. Like, I had the chance to meet a man named Felix Guattari. He and a man named Gilles Deleuze wrote a book called Anti-Oedipus, which has been primary text for me for the past 2 years. Felix can't talk English at all. I met him and we couldn't talk. I mean, this man, I dream about him and I could not say more than, you know, whatever, the simplest sentence to him. This situation was absolutely the situation I wanted to be in. I had to find a language. I had no choice. What I did, well, there was that thing of having to find a language. There was the next thing of being presented. I was thinking, like, why do I want to, you know, I almost stopped writing, and what I started doing was translating mainly the work of these two people, Guyotat and Laure. Now, why was I translating from a language I hardly knew that I had to use a dictionary for, besides that I had to learn French because here I was in Paris and I had no choice. But I wanted to do this rough translation. I mean, it was a fabulous, it opened up my writing. Eden, Eden, Eden. This is how it starts out.